Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
How did karma hit right after your ex rubbed their new love in your face? Story one. My ex broke up with me via text after a 4-year relationship. No warning. 2 days later, she posted pictures with her new man, tagging him as the love of her life. I was crushed. What made it worse was she messaged me after a week just to say, "I finally found someone who treats me how I deserve." Cold, right? Fast forward 3 months. Her new love turned out to be a guy she'd been cheating on. He had 3 other girlfriends across 2 states. He ghosted her after she caught an STD and tried to confront him about it. She messaged me again trying to talk. I just sent her a screenshot of her old message and wished her well. Haven't heard from her since. Story 2. After my ex-girlfriend and I broke up, she flaunted her new boyfriend all over social media. Like full-on couple photo shoots, over-the-top captions, and tagging me in posts like, "Glad I upgraded." Petty as hell. Thing is, I stayed silent. I didn't even react. I just went back to focusing on my job and side hustle. About a year later, my small photography business blew up thanks to one viral post. I got hired to shoot an event. And guess who was there? Yep, her and her new man, who, surprise, surprise, had aged like milk. She looked miserable the whole night. Afterward, she came up to me, trying to make small talk and saying how proud she was of me. I just smiled and told her the client specifically requested I don't take photos of guests like her. That was the last time I saw her. Story 3. My ex-husband cheated on me with a coworker. 2 weeks after our divorce papers were signed, he showed up at a mutual friend's party with her, introduced her as his upgrade, and made a passive-aggressive toast about finding your true soulmate once you escape dead weight. Cool. Noted. 6 months later, I found out she'd cleaned out his bank account and dipped. Turns out she had a history of doing this to older guys, and my ex, bless his obliviousness, never signed the prenup I begged him to do with me, but did with her. She used that to take everything she could. He tried to reach out to me for comfort. I told him I was busy, being happily remarried. Karma moves fast when you're stupid. Story 4. I dated this guy for 2 years. I supported him through 3 job changes, family drama, and even helped pay part of his rent. The moment he landed a decent paying job, he dumped. His reason? I need someone who matches my new lifestyle, whatever that meant. A month later, he posted pics of himself with a girl who was clearly trying way too hard to look rich. Designer everything. But you could tell it was all knockoffs. He made sure to tag me in a story that said, "Finally with someone on my level." 8 weeks later, my best friend ran into him at a used car lot, selling his car. Turns out his new lifestyle involved him getting scammed by his new girl, who maxed out his credit cards and racked up $10,000 in debt under his name before bouncing. Meanwhile, I had just gotten promoted, moved to a new apartment, and got into a healthy relationship. I never said a word. Karma did all the talking. Story 5. This one's a bit poetic. Back in college, I was dating this guy who was charming but had a massive ego. One day, he told me he could do better and left me for someone he said had more potential. Then, to twist the knife, he posted a reel of them dancing with a caption, "Upgrade unlocked." I was heartbroken, but I threw myself into my art, literally. I spent the next year building a portfolio and eventually got accepted into a prestigious overseas art residency. Fast forward to a year later, I held my first gallery exhibit in New York. Guess who showed up? Him, alone. He awkwardly congratulated me and asked if I'd like to grab coffee. For old time's sake, I just smiled, pointed at a painting titled "The Narcissist," which was literally inspired by him, and walked away while he stood there, realizing everyone around was now admiring the portrait of his downfall. Story 6. My ex-boyfriend left me because I wasn't adventurous enough. His idea of adventure was partying 5 nights a week and blowing rent money on bottle service. Within 2 weeks, he was posting pics with some girl who looked like she walked straight out of Coachella. giant hat, glitter everywhere, the works. He made sure to tag me in their vacation photos, too. You know, just in case I missed how happy he was. I ignored it. 3 months later, I got a text from a mutual friend. Check his Instagram. Turns out his new girl got him arrested in Vegas after starting a fight at a club. She smashed his phone, maxed out his credit card, and left him stranded. Me? I was on a paid work trip in Italy, sipping wine and laughing at the universe's timing. Story 7. My ex-girlfriend dumped me because I lacked ambition. Fair. At the time, I was working at a bookstore and trying to figure things out. She immediately jumped into a relationship with this flashy guy who drove a Tesla and owned a gym. She made a whole Instagram highlight titled My Real Life Now. It stung. Until 6 months later. She showed up at my door in tears, asking if we could talk. Apparently, the guy had been cheating on her and had secretly taken out a loan in her name to fund his second gym. She found out when creditors started calling her. By that point, I'd already started a tech boot camp, landed a job, and was moving into my first solo apartment. I told her I hoped she found what she was looking for, then closed the door. Story 8. We were high school sweethearts, together for 6 years. I thought we were rock solid, but then out of nowhere, she tells me she's fallen for someone she met at a networking event. Some financial advisor who, in her words, understands my vision. She left me, moved in with him, and blocked me on everything. Her last message? I've outgrown you. I was gutted, but about a year later, I was scrolling Reddit and came across a thread about local scammers. Guess whose face popped up? Yep, her visionary had scammed over a dozen people and was now facing charges for fraud. Turns out she had unknowingly helped him run some of the cons and was under investigation too. She unblocked me and messaged me this long-winded apology. I didn't even open it, just marked it as read. Story 9. This guy I dated was a master manipulator. When we broke up, he immediately flaunted a new girlfriend, his coworker. They posted a TikTok dancing in front of the office where he used to complain about having no future. He captioned it, "Some people motivate you, others hold you back." Cute. Fast forward to Christmas that year. The company laid off a bunch of employees for budget reasons, including him and his new girl. I had since launched a freelance business in the same industry, and guess who applied to contract under me? Both of them. I hired neither, obviously. But I did send a polite rejection email from my business account with my name in the signature, just so he knew. Story 10. My ex-husband left me while I was pregnant. No warning, no explanation, just packed a bag and said he couldn't live a boring life. He moved to Miami and started dating a wannabe influencer. They went full couple goals online. Beach selfies, matching outfits, even YouTube vlogs. What he didn't realize is that the influencer life, not cheap, and she wasn't bringing in money. So he started draining his savings, then mine. I froze our joint accounts before he could get far, but he still tried to sue me for emotional damages. The court laughed him out the door. A year later, he messaged me asking if he could meet his son. I told him to submit a request through the family court system. He hasn't filed, and I'm doing just fine. Story 11. He dumped me after 2 years together, right before my birthday. His reason? He didn't feel a spark anymore. Literally the next day, he was out on a date with a girl who'd been liking all his posts for months. Subtle, right? A week later, he showed up at my birthday party uninvited, with her. She stood next to me and said, "I guess you're the ex." I just smiled and walked away. I wasn't going to cause a scene. But here's where karma shows up. Not even 2 weeks after that, she stole his laptop, PlayStation, and $600 from his sock drawer. When he tried to get the police involved, she had already blocked him and moved out of state. He posted some cryptic stuff about betrayal and real ones always win. I just kept scrolling. Story 12. Back in college, I was dating a guy who was obsessed with image. He constantly compared us to power couples on social media. When I got a job at a nonprofit after graduation instead of a corporate gig, he said I lacked hustle. 2 weeks later, he dumped me and started dating a girl in tech. He called her his equal. He even tagged me in a post of them holding champagne, captioned, "Leveled up in love." Fast forward a year. My nonprofit work landed me a feature in a major publication. I ended up being invited to speak at a panel. Guess who was in the audience? Yep, him, looking absolutely stunned. Afterward, he tried to strike up a conversation talking about how inspiring my work was. I just nodded and said, "Glad you're keeping up." Then I walked away and got a hug from one of the panelists, my new boyfriend. Story 13. My ex-girlfriend left me for her personal trainer. No, seriously. One day we're talking about moving in together. The next, she says she needs space to grow. A week later, boom. Instagram stories of her and Mr. Abs doing yoga in matching outfits. They both blocked me right after, so I just moved on with life. Got back into shape myself, took a solo trip, met new people. Fast forward 6 months. I randomly run into the trainer guy at a grocery store. He looks rough, puffy eyes, weird rash on his neck, and a limp. Turns out my ex gave him an STI. She didn't know she had because she had been seeing someone else on the side even while with him. He didn't know I was the ex until I smiled and said, "Small world, huh?" Then walked away while he just stood there holding a frozen lasagna. Story 14. My ex-wife divorced me after 10 years together. We were building a life, house, two kids, the whole thing. She said she felt trapped and had reconnected with an old flame. Within a month, he had moved into our house and was sleeping in the bed I paid for. I was devastated, but I focused on the kids, stayed respectful, and didn't stoop to drama. Within a year, her new guy drained her savings.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
In state and local government, tech upgrades aren't optional. They're essential. Whether it's improving digital services, protecting public data, or modernizing outdated systems, the demand for skilled IT professionals has never been higher. CBT Nuggets helps you stay ahead with affordable, on-demand IT training that's built for your schedule. Our short, practical videos and hands-on virtual labs make it easy to build real-world skills in networking, cybersecurity, cloud technologies, and more. You don't need expensive hardware or complicated setups, just a browser and the motivation to grow. Whether you're an IT admin, public service tech, or new to the field, CBT Nuggets gives you the tools to better support your team and your community. And with new content added regularly, there's always something relevant to learn. Join thousands of learners who are upgrading their skills and advancing their careers. Start your 7-day free trial today at cbtnuggets.com. Because smarter tech skills don't just help you, they help your whole community succeed.
Investing in crypto, cheated on her with a 22-year-old bartender, and wrecked the car I had signed over to her. When she tried to take him to court for damages, it turned out he had a criminal record, and she had signed everything over to him to avoid legal complications during our divorce. She now lives in a small apartment while I have full custody. I even got promoted at work and started dating someone who respects me. Karma didn't just hit her, it parked on her lawn. Story 15. We'd only been dating a year, but it felt serious. I helped him through a rough patch with his family, encouraged him to go back to school, even helped edit his applications. Then, right after he got into the university he wanted, he dumped me. No warning. Said he needed freedom to meet people at his level. 3 weeks later, he was posting with some girl from his new program. All my muse this and soulmate that. Whatever. Cut to mid-semester, he flunked out. Turned out his muse was also a distraction, and she eventually dumped him too. For his professor. Seriously. He sent me a long message apologizing, saying he missed the piece I gave him. I didn't even open it. Just let it sit on read while I enjoyed dinner with someone who didn't need freedom to appreciate me. Story 16. My ex dumped me via email. Yep, email. Said he had spiritually outgrown me and that his healing journey had led him to a woman he met at a sound bath. Within a week, they were posting pics, meditating in front of waterfalls, and captioning it with, "When two old souls reunite." 3 months later, she stole his identity. Not figurative. She literally opened credit cards in his name and ran up $18,000 in charges before disappearing to Costa Rica. I only found out because he tried to catch up over coffee and broke down crying halfway through about the lesson the universe gave him. I finished my latte and left. Story 17. He was my first real relationship and I was head over heels. But he always made me feel like I wasn't doing enough, not pretty enough, not successful enough, not exciting enough. Then one day he told me he needed a woman who inspired him and left me for this girl in law school. He didn't just leave. He posted a full breakup announcement on Facebook, like we were celebrities or something, calling her his next chapter. 6 months later, she dumped him and posted her own breakup announcement, complete with screenshots of him begging for money, lying about getting into grad school and failing to pay rent. It went semi-viral. Last I saw, he deleted all his social media. I, on the other hand, just got accepted into a graduate program of my own. No announcement necessary. Story 18. I was dating this girl who loved to keep up appearances, always posting, always comparing our relationship to couples on TV. She constantly told me I wasn't romantic enough, even though I tried. Flowers, dates, even handwritten letters. She ended things in the most cliche way. It's not you, it's the lack of passion. A week later, she was dating a local DJ and captioned their pic, "Finally found my fire." Turns out, that fire was literal. During one of his gigs, he accidentally started a small fire in the venue with pyrotechnics and got sued. She tried to defend him online but got roasted so badly she deleted her account. I only found out because a friend sent me the Reddit thread. Honestly, karma didn't just hit. It threw on a beat and made it burn. Story 19. My ex-fiancé left me 3 months before our wedding. We had everything booked, paid for, even the invitation sent out. He said he felt trapped and wanted to explore a new connection he had with a free-spirited woman he met at a networking event. He posted a long philosophical rant about being brave enough to follow your soul, not your schedule. Not even 2 months later, I got a call from the venue coordinator asking if I still wanted the wedding date because apparently the same couple had tried to rebook it. Turns out she ditched him the week before their spontaneous elopement because she found someone more connected to her energy. I took the venue credit and used it to host a solo art exhibit. It was a hit. Story 20. Back in high school, I dated this guy who swore we'd be together forever. He was the sweet, sensitive type until graduation, when he told me he couldn't waste his youth being tied down. His dream girl was someone more spontaneous. He ended up with a girl who partied 24/7 and called herself a human disco ball. A few years later, I was working as a nurse when he came into the ER with a sprained ankle. Guess who caused it? Human disco ball, who threw a stiletto at him during a party fight. He looked so embarrassed seeing me in scrubs. He tried to joke. "Looks like you're doing better than me, huh?" I said, "Professionally?" "Definitely." Then walked away. Story 21. We broke up because she said I was too emotionally available. Seriously. Apparently, vulnerability wasn't sexy enough for her, and she needed mystery and edge. A month later, she posted photos with her new guy. Tattoos, motorcycle, brooding expression, the works. I'll admit, I felt boring compared to him, until she messaged me at 2 a.m. 3 months later, turns out Mr. Mysterious had been using her for a place to crash and free meals. He also borrowed her laptop and sold it for cash. When she confronted him, he ghosted her and deleted everything. Her text said, "I miss how safe I felt with you." I left her on read and went back to cuddling my golden retriever and watching Star Wars with my amazing new girlfriend. Story 22. I was dating a guy who worked in real estate and always made me feel like I was behind in life because I wasn't making six figures. He dumped me after a year saying, "I need someone who matches my ambition." He immediately started dating a high-end interior designer and made sure I saw every Instagram post of them drinking champagne and closing deals together. It honestly got to me for a while. But here's the twist. She got hired to renovate a building he was managing and ended up scamming the investors by inflating invoices. He got caught in the crossfire and was fired from his job for failing to vet her. Now he's back living with his mom, while I got promoted, bought my first car, and have zero stress in my life. I still check their old couple photos sometimes. He never deleted them. I imagine he scrolls too. Story 23. She broke up with me on Christmas Eve. Said she'd grown apart and wanted to start the new year fresh. That was rough enough, but then she posted a pic of her and her new guy the next day with the caption, "Finally spending the holidays with someone who gets me." I didn't even get mad, I got focused. I hit the gym, poured myself into work, and signed up for a local improv class just to shake things up. 6 months later, I performed in my first improv showcase. She was in the crowd. Turns out she was dating one of the other performers now and had no idea I was part of the lineup. Her face when I walked on stage? Priceless. After the show, she tried to say hi. I said, "Sorry, I only talk to people who get me." Story 24. She left me for a guy in her band. Said they had musical chemistry, and that I wouldn't understand because I'm not creative. I kept it classy, didn't say much, just moved on with my quiet little graphic design job. Months later, their band landed a small local gig opening for a decent touring group. She gloated online like they were about to hit the big time. I even saw a post that said, "Real love equals real art." Then the band broke up. Apparently, her new boyfriend kept missing rehearsals, showing up high, and demanding to sing leads even though he couldn't hit a note. Their shot at a record deal vanished overnight. Meanwhile, I landed a remote design contract with a label that turned out to be the same one her band had pitched to. Small World. They asked if I had ever heard of her. I said, only vaguely. Story 25. I had a boyfriend who always thought he was too smart for everyone. Super condescending, especially about my job as a teacher. He once told me, "You could do so much better if you just tried harder." He broke up with me after attending a tech conference where he met a visionary woman who works in AI. He was insufferable after that, always name-dropping her and her startup. 3 months later, I found out from a mutual friend that she dumped him after discovering he exaggerated his resume to impress her. She exposed him on LinkedIn with a post that got shared by the company he lied about working for. His online presence vanished. Mine didn't. I just got nominated for Teacher of the Year. So yeah, maybe he was right. I could do better. Story 26. He broke up with me after I was laid off, saying he didn't want to carry dead weight, his exact words. 3 days later, he posted a photo kissing his new girlfriend with the caption, "Sometimes you have to let go of what's sinking you to learn how to swim." Cool. Message received. Fast forward 6 months. I landed a job at a startup that exploded overnight. We got press, funding, and I became part of the core team. Guess who applied to be a UX designer at my company? Yep, him. I was on the hiring panel. I didn't even have to say a word. His portfolio was weak. His interview was worse. And when he saw me on the Zoom call, he visibly paled. He didn't get the job, but I got the last laugh. Story 27. I dated this guy who was obsessed with streaming and clout. I supported him, helped edit his videos, built his social media from scratch. But the moment he hit 10,000 followers, he told me I was holding him back from growing his brand. He left me for a fellow streamer with a bigger following. They started doing couple streams and he made sure to say stuff like, "Now I'm with someone who understands the hustle." One of their live streams accidentally revealed a DM from another girl he was trying to hook up with. And his new girlfriend lost it live on camera. She exposed him for cheating, stealing her stream donations, and lying about his sponsorships. His Twitch got banned. I started my own channel just for fun. And the clip of him getting dumped mid-stream boosted my first video into trending. Karma came with popcorn. Story 28. She dumped me the night after I introduced her to my parents. Said I was too grounded and she needed someone less basic. 2 weeks later, she posted vacation photos with a guy she met at a silent retreat. He had a man bun and wore linen pants. Not hating, just okay. What made it worse was she kept tagging me in weird spiritual quotes like, "You can't fly when you're still holding onto earth." Then came the fire festival. Not that fire festival, but something painfully similar. A transformational gathering they spent thousands on. It got rained out, their stuff was stolen, and they had to hike 10 miles out with no signal and no food. She posted a long rant about being tested by the universe. I posted a pic from my couch with the caption, "I like my adventures with Wi-Fi and snacks." Story 29. My ex-boyfriend and I were working at the same marketing. We dated secretly for almost a year. One day, he told me he wanted to slow down and focus on work. Next thing I know, he's flirting with the new intern, openly. A month later, I got a team lead promotion. He didn't. He told people it was favoritism. So, I kept receipts, emails, timelines, task reports, and when HR reviewed the complaints, he ended up getting written up for unprofessional behavior. The intern dumped him a week after. I didn't even need to say a word. My promotion held, his rep tanked, and he got transferred to a dead-end client account. He unfollowed me on everything, but not before liking my promotion post. Story 30. She told me I was too boring for her chaotic energy. That was her breakup line. We'd been together 2 years, and apparently now she wanted to travel the world with someone spontaneous. Enter, backpacker dude with no job, no plan, and a guitar he couldn't play. They left the country together. 1 month in, she messaged me asking how to access her health insurance because she got food poisoning in Thailand and didn't buy coverage. He had ditched her in a hostel to find himself in the jungle and left her with the bill. I told her to contact the embassy. Then I went back to planning my quiet weekend with my stable job, my cat, and my girlfriend who thinks I'm just the right amount of boring. Story 31. He broke up with me after we got into a fender bender on the way to his mom's birthday dinner. I wasn't even the one driving, he was. But apparently I attracted bad luck. The next day, he posted pics with a new girl from his gym and captioned it, "Manifesting better energy." She was big into crystals and energy healing, and I guess he got swept up in it. A month later, his car got stolen while they were attending a full moon ceremony. Turns out, he left the keys on the ground next to his release intentions paper, and someone just drove off with it. When he posted a crying selfie about the situation, the top comment was, "Should have manifested common sense." Story 32. We broke up because I got promoted and had to travel more. He said I was choosing career over love, and that he needed someone who would prioritize building a family. I was heartbroken but respected his choice. Less than a week later, he posted engagement photos with a girl he had apparently been seeing behind my back. They were planning a simple life on a farm. Here's the kicker. 2 months into their simple life, she found out he was $20,000 in debt and had lied about his job. She sold his dog, took the truck, and ghosted him. I bumped into him at the store not long after. He tried to spark small talk, but I smiled and said, "Sorry, I have a flight to catch," because I did. First class. Story 33. I was dating a girl who was obsessed with networking events. She dumped me after one, saying she had outgrown our dynamic, whatever that meant. The next week, she posted a photo with a guy in finance and said, "Here's to building an empire together." Except, that guy? He was married, and very publicly so. Someone tagged his wife in the post. Drama exploded, and the guy deleted his account. She tried to play the victim and claim she was lied to, but screenshots showed she knew all along. A bunch of people unfollowed her, and she quietly vanished offline. Meanwhile, I started a podcast about relationship red flags. Guess who became my most requested topic? Without naming names, of course. Story 34. She broke up with me because I wasn't driven enough. I was still finishing trade school while she was working corporate and wanted someone on her level. I didn't argue. I just kept grinding in silence. She started dating a guy in finance and made sure everyone knew it. Posted his apartment, his car, his vacations. She even wrote, "Love is so easy when you don't have to split the check." That one stung. But 6 months later, I finished my program and landed a job as an HVAC technician. Good pay, union benefits, and ironically, I got called to her boyfriend's condo for an emergency AC repair. He wasn't home, but she was. She opened the door and just stood there in shock. I said, "Don't worry, I'll only be here a few minutes. Then I get to go home to my fully paid house." I fixed the unit. She didn't say a word. Story 35. My ex left me after a minor surgery I had. Said I was too much work now, and that he couldn't handle the stress. I was barely 2 weeks into recovery when he posted beach pics with a new flame, all toned and tanned, captioned, "Healing looks different for everyone." Sure, bro. Flash forward a few months. I recovered fully and started running 5Ks. Joined a local fitness group. At one event, someone came up to me and asked if I used to date him. Apparently, he tried to join too, but was kicked out after creeping on multiple women and being caught lying about his job. Now he just watches my fitness content and sends likes from a burner account. That's karma with cardio. Story 36. He dumped me via a shared Google Doc. Not even kidding. He left a note saying, "This relationship no longer aligns with my personal development goals." A week later, he posted soft launch pictures with his yoga instructor and captioned them, "When the universe finally brings you peace." Fast forward 2 months. He threw out his back trying to impress her during a couple's acro yoga session. She called an ambulance and then promptly ghosted him because, in her words, she couldn't be with someone who didn't take flexibility seriously. He ended up back in our shared friend group chat, trying to fish for sympathy. No one replied. I just reacted with the skull emoji. Story 37. She broke up with me right after I bought us concert tickets for her favorite band. Said she didn't want to lead me on, and that we were better as energetic companions, not romantic partners. Then she went to the concert with a guy she had already been seeing behind my back. I didn't even cancel the tickets. I let her take them just to be done with it. Well, during the show, the guy got into a fight in the pit, got kicked out, and she missed most of the headliner trying to find him. They ended up breaking up a few days later. Ironically, the band's next tour was the one I went to, with someone new who actually danced with me the whole time. We even got pulled on stage for a slow song. Life's poetic sometimes. Story 38. He told me I wasn't ambitious enough to build a future with. We were both in grad school, and I guess me being in the humanities wasn't as sexy as his MBA. 2 weeks later, he posted about his power couple connection with a law student he met in one of his seminars. But here's the twist. She was smarter than him. A lot smarter. And she didn't tolerate any of his inflated ego or sloppy work. She ended up reporting him during a group project for academic dishonesty. He got a formal warning from the department and had to repeat a semester. I only found out because he accidentally CC'd me on a panicked email to one of the deans. I replied, "Hey, I think this wasn't meant for me, but thanks for the update." Story 39. My ex and I worked in the same building. After a few rocky months, she told me she needed someone who matched her hustle. Fair enough. But then she started dating this guy from upper management and made a huge deal out of it. Like constant PDA in the office, flirty emails that somehow accidentally got sent to group threads. The works. A few months later, HR did a surprise compliance audit. Turns out the guy had been falsifying travel expenses and billing personal dinners as business meetings. Guess who was on every single dinner receipt? Yup, she got caught up in it too. Both were quietly let go. Meanwhile, I stayed, got promoted, and now I work in the same office they used to sneak off to. It's my storage closet now. Story 40. He dumped me after I got diagnosed with endometriosis. Said he couldn't handle being with someone who was always in pain and that he wanted a healthier relationship. Cold, but okay. A few months later, he was dating a fitness influencer. They were all over Instagram with meal preps, sunrise hikes, and motivational quotes. One day, she posted a story with a caption like, "We only date winners," subtle jab, but I saw it. Then the bomb dropped. Someone exposed the influencer for faking her certifications. She'd been giving dangerous health advice, and several clients came forward with injuries. It went viral. Sponsors dropped her, and their relationship vanished overnight. I was in a support group meeting when I found out. I told the group, and we all had a laugh. Because sometimes karma isn't just fair, it's funny too. Story 41. My ex dumped me because I didn't look like an entrepreneur's girlfriend. We were both starting our own businesses. But he was obsessed with appearances, designer clothes, expensive watches, all on credit. He said I lacked brand compatibility. A month later, he posted a soft launch with a model/influencer who always posed next to Lamborghinis she didn't own. They went full aesthetic. Rooftop brunches, rented jets, crypto buzzwords in every caption. 6 months later, I saw on LinkedIn that his LLC got dissolved for unpaid taxes. The influencer had moved on to someone with real money, and he was now peddling affiliate links for knockoff sneakers. Meanwhile, I landed a major licensing deal for my product and got featured in a business blog. I didn't post about it. I just lived it. Story 42. She told me she didn't feel the spark anymore, right after I got into a pretty serious car accident. I was still recovering, dealing with therapy, and she couldn't even fake compassion. A week later, she posted beach pics with her new guy, writing, "So lucky to be loved the way I deserve." Guess who slid into my DMs 3 months later? Not her, him. Apparently, she had been using his money to pay off my leftover medical bills because her credit was shot. She lied to him about why she needed it. When he found out the truth, he dumped her and wanted to compare notes. We grabbed drinks, swapped stories, and now he's a good friend. She's blocked on both our accounts. Story 43. My ex was a casual guy. Chill on the surface, but super emotionally unavailable. Anytime I wanted to talk about our future, he'd shut down or joke his way out of it. Eventually, he said I was too intense and that he just wanted to vibe. A couple weeks later, he was dating this artsy girl who made every moment a photo shoot. He went from flannel shirts and Xbox to thrifted scarves and poetry slams. Okay, sure. Reinvent yourself, King. 3 months later, I saw a TikTok she posted exposing him for lying about writing a poem that she actually wrote and performing it at an open mic. It went viral, and the comments were brutal. One said, "Imagine being this creatively bankrupt." I stitched the TikTok with a reaction video. It got more views than the original. Story 44. He left me after we bought a dog together. Said he wasn't ready for commitment and that I was turning into a suburban stereotype. Then he moved in with a coworker he swore was just a friend and took the dog with him. It crushed me more than the breakup. But fate stepped in. 2 months later, I got a call from the vet. He'd put me down as the emergency contact. The dog had been brought in after being found alone in a park. No leash, no collar. Turns out his new girlfriend didn't like dogs. He'd been leaving her outside all day. And one day she slipped under the fence. I picked her up, updated her chip info, and never looked back. He emailed me asking to catch up once he realized she was gone. I replied with a picture of the dog curled up on my couch. Story 45. My ex and I were both in medical school. High stress, long hours, but I thought we were solid. One night he told me he had feelings for someone who understands the pressure, a resident he'd been shadowing. They started dating immediately. He said they had true chemistry under pressure. Gross. They lasted about 5 months before she dumped him because she got matched with a hospital across the country and didn't want him tagging along. He had switched rotations to stay close to her and ended up stuck in the worst department, delaying his graduation. I, on the other hand, stayed focused, matched with my first choice, and just started my residency. Funny enough, he recently liked my match day post. Didn't comment, just quietly hit the heart and dipped. Classic. Story 46. She left me after we got stuck together during a snowstorm for 3 days. We were out of power, freezing, and forced to actually talk without our phones. That's when she told me she didn't think we were aligned and wanted to explore higher connections. She started dating a Reiki healer from her spiritual Facebook group the next week. Well, during one of their retreats in Sedona, the guy cleansed her of all her electronics and then disappeared with her phone, credit cards, and car keys. She had to walk 4 miles in sandals to find help. Meanwhile, I was warm in my new place, sipping hot chocolate with someone who didn't need an energy audit to know how to treat people. Story 47. I dated a woman who constantly compared me to her exes. I mean constantly. One day she told me, "You're nice, but I miss being challenged." A week later, she dumped me for a guy who worked in theater. Said he was complex. They posted moody black and white couple pics and tagged each other in quotes like, "Some souls only collide once in a lifetime." Turns out, his complexity was just unresolved anger issues. He screamed at her during a play rehearsal in front of an entire cast. She tried to save face by saying he was passionate, but then he got banned from the theater entirely. She deleted everything. I didn't have to lift a finger. Story 48. He ghosted me after 8 months together. No warning, no conversation, just disappeared. A week later, I saw a photo of him with another guy, arms wrapped around each other, both smiling with a caption like, "Finally free to be myself." That part, I respected. But ghosting me and posting a pic within days? That was just cruel. 2 months later, I was volunteering at a local fundraiser. Guess who was on the list to perform? Him and his new boyfriend doing live music. During their set, the mic cut out, the guitar string snapped, and someone heckled them so hard they left early. I didn't heckle, but I did hand him a fresh guitar string as he walked past me. He looked stunned. I smiled and said, "Ghosts don't usually show up in public." Story 49. She broke up with me during a group vacation with friends, in front of everyone. Literally mid-beach day, she pulled me aside and said, "I've realized I have a stronger connection with someone else here," then pointed to one of our mutual friends. The rest of the trip was brutal. They flirted nonstop, made everyone uncomfortable, and acted like I wasn't there. When we got home, they made it official. Fast forward 6 weeks. She found out he had been hooking up with another person from that same trip, her roommate, all while claiming to be committed to her. The group chat blew up. People picked sides. She lost nearly all her friends. Me? I kept my peace. Didn't get involved. Just watched as her new connection collapsed like a sandcastle at high tide. Story 50. My ex-boyfriend dumped me after I got promoted over him at work. We were both in the same department, and when I got team lead, he acted supportive, until he wasn't. He pulled away, got cold, then eventually told me, "I just can't be with someone who outshines me." The next week, he asked out one of my junior analysts. He tried to flex around the office like nothing happened, but it backfired. She wasn't impressed, didn't want to date a coworker long-term, and told HR about how weird he was acting. HR investigated and found he'd been bad-mouthing my leadership in Slack channels. He got demoted and transferred. I got promoted again, this time department head. At the going-away party, which wasn't actually for him, he tried to toast me and said, "No hard feelings." I replied, "None at all. I'm grateful for the lessons." And I meant it. Story 51. He broke up with me because I wasn't adventurous and I don't even know what that meant. We went hiking, traveled, tried new food all the time. I think he just wanted an excuse. A week later, he started dating this adrenaline junkie who bungee jumped and posted videos of herself drinking scorpion shots. He captioned one of their pics, "Found someone who truly lives." Fast forward 3 months, they attempted a cliff jumping video for her followers, but he panicked midair, hit the water wrong, and ended up with a fractured collarbone and a bruised ego. She posted the fail and laughed at him in the caption. He deleted his entire profile the next day. Meanwhile, I was ziplining in Costa Rica with someone new and didn't feel the need to film a second of it. Story 52. She dumped me over dinner, our anniversary dinner. Said she had been thinking about this for weeks and was ready for someone on her level. And by someone, she meant her personal trainer. They flaunted it hard. Gym selfies, sauna dates, fitness challenge couple videos. All while I was just trying to process everything. Months later, she tore her ACL doing a couple's burpee contest with him. He ghosted her within days. Apparently, he saw no reason to stick around while she healed because he wasn't trying to play nurse. She messaged me saying she missed how kind and steady I was. I didn't even reply. Just posted a hiking photo with my dog and the girl I met at physical therapy. Story 53. I was dating a guy who was obsessed with status. Expensive restaurants, limited edition sneakers, constantly checking follower counts. When I told him I wanted to focus on saving and paying off debt, he said I was limiting his vision. He left me for a wannabe influencer who had a rich girl energy aesthetic. They started a YouTube channel together called Manifesting Luxury. It lasted 5 videos. She drained his savings on fake giveaways, rented props, and one disastrous trip to Tulum where they got scammed by a fake resort. He came crawling back months later, asking if we could reconnect and talk like old times. I told him I was busy, which I was, helping my real estate agent boyfriend stage a house we just bought. Story 54. My ex-boyfriend cheated on me with his coworker while we were long distance for 6 months. I found out when I visited to surprise him and found her in his hoodie, eating my favorite cereal. He had the audacity to say, "Well, I didn't think you'd come today." They officially got together after that. Fast forward to the company's big annual retreat. She got drunk, hooked up with a client, and he walked in on them. Not only did it destroy their relationship, but it created a huge HR mess, and he ended up losing his job for how he handled it. Last I heard, he was doing gig work and crashing on a friend's couch. I, on the other hand, took a spontaneous trip with the miles I had saved visiting him and met someone new in the airport lounge. Story 55. She left me because I didn't make her feel seen. I was blindsided. We talked every day. I supported her art, went to her gallery shows, helped hang up pieces. But I guess it wasn't enough. She told me she needed someone who understood her soul. The guy she left me for was a boho poet who lived in a van and gave her matching tattoos on their third date. It was all about freedom and vibes. Until winter hit. He asked to move into her place, just for a bit. 2 months later, he was still on her couch, hadn't paid a bill, and kept stealing her canvases to paint over. She finally kicked him out after he used her toothbrush to stir paint. She emailed me to say, "You were always the quiet kind of love. I miss that." I didn't reply. I was too busy helping my girlfriend hang her first solo exhibit, where she sold 3 pieces in one night. Story 56. She broke up with me right before we were supposed to move in together. We had signed the lease, packed boxes, and then out of nowhere she said, "I think I'm supposed to be with someone more spontaneous." Turns out, spontaneous was a guy she'd known for 3 weeks who lived out of his car and made TikToks about minimalism. They moved into the apartment without telling the landlord about the change. And a month later, she was evicted because he got caught filming in the laundry room and damaged property for content. She tried to reach out to me, saying she missed my stability. I was already moved into a better place, with a better person, and didn't reply. But I did block her, spontaneously. Story 57. He left me on the night of my graduation party. Said, "You're about to go off and succeed, and I'll just hold you back." At the time, I thought it was some noble self-sacrifice, but nope. He started dating his coworker the next day. They got matching tattoos, moved in within 2 months, and started a joint Instagram account full of daily affirmations. Fast forward a year, their apartment flooded because he forgot to renew renter's insurance. She dumped him after realizing he couldn't afford the damage, and she had to cover repairs with a GoFundMe. Meanwhile, I got offered a fellowship overseas. I never said a word. Just posted a photo boarding my flight with the caption, "Not held back." Story 58. My ex-girlfriend was a bartender and always craved chaos. She told me I was too calm and made her feel like she was wasting her youth. Then she hooked up with one of the bar's regulars, a guy with a motorcycle and a questionable mustache. They went on this wild road trip, posting videos of themselves sleeping in gas station parking lots and calling it nomadic love. One night she called me crying. He'd left her in Arizona with no money, took her phone, and even used her Venmo to send himself $600. She asked if I could help her get a bus ticket home. I didn't say yes. I just Venmo requested my hoodie back. Story 59. He dumped me during finals week in college. I was buried in papers, barely sleeping, and he told me I was too emotionally unavailable and not present in the relationship. Then, like clockwork, 2 days later, he was posting selfies with a girl from his philosophy class. Caption: "When timing is finally right." She dropped out 2 weeks later and ghosted him completely. Even worse, he failed 2 of his finals because he was so focused on their fling that he didn't study. He had to retake a whole semester. I graduated early, got a job offer out of state, and left without looking back. He texted me congrats and a sad face. I left it on delivered forever. Story 60. She dumped me after I surprised her with a weekend getaway. I thought it was romantic. She said it was too predictable. Her exact words were, "Where's the thrill?" She ended up flying to Bali with some trust fund surfer she met through a travel forum. Their entire trip was live streamed. She posted a video saying, "This is real love." A week later, he got detained for trying to bribe a customs officer with weed gummies. She had to stay in a hostel alone for days and crowdfund her flight home. I never laughed publicly, but when she DM'd me saying, "You were always the safe place," I just reacted with a thumbs up. Story 61. We had been dating for a year when he told me he needed space to explore deeper connections. I thought he meant he wanted to work on himself. Nope. A week later, he was on a yoga retreat with a girl who literally taught goat yoga. Yes, goat yoga. He started dressing differently, grew out his hair, and posted daily affirmations about raising vibrations with his new soulmate. Cut to 4 months later, he tried ayahuasca at some off-the-grid retreat in the woods, had a full meltdown, and she ended up leaving him there because he killed the vibe. He had to Uber 3 hours back to town barefoot and dehydrated. Meanwhile, I was at home sipping tea, journaling in peace, and not once getting headbutted by a farm animal. Story 62. She told me I didn't challenge her intellectually. Said she needed someone who could match her depth. I was in law school at the time, but okay. Days later, she introduced her new boyfriend, an aspiring conspiracy podcast host who dropped out of college because the education system is brainwashing us. They went full tinfoil together. Chemtrail TikToks, lizard people theories, the whole package. Then one day he got banned from the internet. His words. After trying to live stream a trespassing stunt at a government building. She panicked and deleted all their content. The funniest part? One of her old professors saw the videos and called her out in a public Twitter thread. She lost her internship. I passed the bar. Karma came with receipts. Story 63. He broke up with me because, get this, I didn't laugh enough at his jokes. Apparently, I was killing his comedic flow and making him feel unseen. A week later, he started dating a stand-up comic who roasted him on stage at open mic nights. Lovingly, at first. But then came the breakup set. She did a full 10-minute bit about how bad he was in bed, how he cried after watching Fast and Furious 9, and how he used Reddit to settle arguments. It went viral. Someone tagged me in the comments and said, "Was this your ex?" All I said was, "Confirmed." Story 64. She left me after getting a promotion at her firm. Told me she needed someone more in her lane, whatever that meant. I was finishing my degree and working nights, but I guess that wasn't impressive enough anymore. Next thing I knew, she was dating her boss. They posted photos from golf courses, expensive dinners, even a caption that said, "When ambition finds ambition." 6 months later, he got hit with a lawsuit for workplace harassment, and she got named in the investigation because of their relationship. She wasn't guilty, but her reputation...
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Let Exclusive Furniture spring clean your sleep with an ultimate sleep reset package. Springtime is the best time to refresh your sleep. Save up to $800 on a sleep reset package, complete with mattress, mattress protector, pillows, sheets, and an adjustable base for maximum comfort. Plus, 60 months no interest financing, and we'll haul away your old mattress and recycle it for free. Upgrade, refresh, and save.
This is Exclusive Furniture, where low prices live.
And better sleep begins.
Every day.
See store for details.
Tanked, and she had to leave the firm altogether. Meanwhile, I graduated and landed a government job, steady, secure, and nowhere near a golf cart. Story 65. He dumped me via voice memo. A voice memo. Said he didn't feel aligned with my frequency anymore, and had met someone who helped him transcend past romantic ego. She was his barista. They got tattoos of each other's astrological signs after 2 weeks, and posted sun-drenched couple reels with spiritual music and captions like, "We are stardust." Then came Mercury retrograde. Not sure if the cosmos was to blame or just bad decision-making, but they got into a fight during a moon circle, she threw his crystals in a lake, and he had to Uber home with a busted sandal and a black eye from her throwing a geode. He texted me, "You were actually really grounded. I miss that." I texted back, "Retrograde got hands, huh?" Story 66. He dumped me the day after I surprised him with tickets to a music festival we had been talking about for months. Said he wasn't ready for something long-term, then posted a selfie at the same festival, with another girl. Yep, he used the second ticket I bought. For her. They didn't even last the full weekend. A friend who was also there told me they got into a screaming match on day 2 because she didn't like any of the bands he liked and left him standing alone in the rain. I sold the second pair of tickets I'd bought for another concert and used the money to treat myself to a solo trip. He messaged me later saying, "I didn't appreciate you until it was too late." I just replied, "That's what the refund window is for." Story 67. My ex-boyfriend left me after I started gaining weight during a rough year. School stress, family stuff, the works. He told me he just wasn't attracted to me anymore and that I'd let myself go. Brutal. But it motivated me. I didn't lose weight for him. I got healthier for me. Meanwhile, he started dating a fitness influencer, except she wasn't into exclusivity. She publicly posted about being polyamorous, and he clearly wasn't prepared. One day, she live-streamed a Q&A where she called him emotionally needy, and just one of many. He was humiliated, deleted all his socials, tried texting me with, "I miss how comfortable things were." I told him, "You lost me the second you measured my worth by a scale." Story 68. We dated through most of college, and when we graduated, I got a stable job while he decided to find himself. That meant living off his parents' money while playing guitar and working on a screenplay. I supported him until he dumped me for a barista who, in his words, understood the artistic struggle. A year later, I was working an event for a tech company. Guess who was hired as the local acoustic act? Yep, him. He was playing covers while people grabbed cocktails and mingled. He spotted me, came over during a break and tried to impress me with lines like, "Still chasing the corporate ladder?" I smiled, pointed at the CEO I was talking to, and said, "I'm her strategy advisor." Then I walked away to the VIP lounge.